This is a WATD Political Forum on 95.9 WATD. Online at 95.9WATD.com. Now, live from Studio B, here's your moderator, WATD's Christine James.
Good evening. Welcome to a WATD Political Forum. I'm your moderator, Christine James, joined by WATD reporter Tom Borman, asking questions. This election race is for Plymouth County Commissioner. There are four candidates vying for two seats in studio to answer questions. Incumbent Democrat Greg Hanley, incumbent Republican Jared Valenzuela, Democrat Rhonda Nyman, and Republican Tony O'Brien all vying for one of those two seats. Greg Hanley could not join us tonight. Timing you all is our Charlie Fulmer, and we're joined by our media partner, Local Scene, PAC TV. Always appreciate you joining us. Now, the format is very simple. We've asked the candidates to have prepared opening and closing statements ready, no longer than 2 minutes for the open and a 1 minute close, please. Then we have a round of questions from the reporters with answers limited to a minute. Then a lightning round where the answers are either yes or no or two sentences tops. And we always try to tell people, try to keep your answers to around a minute. If you consistently go over, ramble, or start to repeat yourself, then you get the bell. As we told off air just a few minutes ago, we explained how we do the timing. Charlie is there with the three pieces of construction paper. Green means go, yellow means you have 10 seconds, and red is stop. Now, when it gets to red, and if you're still talking, you get the five-second grace countdown. If you're still speaking, you get the bell. And if you're still speaking after that, we cut your microphone. If you're still speaking after that, well, you get the ejector seat. No, just kidding. I want to see if you're paying attention. But we will cut your mic if you're still talking after you've run through your allotted time. Now, what we ended up doing, as always, we pulled the names randomly out of the WATD official stand-in newsroom koozie to determine opening and closing order. The opening order will be Rhonda Nyman, Jared Valenzuela, Greg Hanley, who did record and drop off an opening statement, and then Tony O'Brien, and then we reverse that order at the end. Each candidate gets 2 minutes at the beginning to give us your opening statement. So good evening, and let's begin with Rhonda Nyman.
Thank you, Christine, Tom, and WATD for hosting tonight's political forum, and to Mr. O'Brien and Mr. Valenzuela for their participation. Good evening. My name is Rhonda Nyman. My passion for public service first began in 2011 when I was elected as state representative for the 5th Plymouth District, and then in 2020 when I was elected to the select board in my hometown of Hanover, where I am currently serving as the vice chair. In that role, I was appointed as a member to the Plymouth County Advisory Board and as a delegate to the Old Colony Planning Council in Brockton. Tonight, I am here before you as a candidate for Plymouth County Commissioner. I am proud to have been born and raised in Plymouth County, where I have lived, worked, and raised my family in my hometown of Hanover for over 50 years. In addition to being a mom and serving as state representative, I worked as chief financial officer for a small family-owned business for over 20 years. This taught me about the challenges small businesses face and showed me how businesses can help communities like ours. As county commissioner, I will always work towards providing a welcoming environment for small businesses in Plymouth County because they are the backbone of our community. As state representative, I work to bring meaningful relief back to our communities to improve the quality of life for our residents. I am proud to have helped build a much-needed senior center in Rockland, have brought GATRA to Hanover, providing transportation services to seniors and people with disabilities, and have been part of a team to build veterans' memorials in both Hanover and Rockland. When I was elected to the select board in May of 2020, I was immediately charged with helping our community during the historic COVID pandemic. Working with other dedicated town officials, we were able to overcome unprecedented challenges while still maintaining a strong vision for the future of Hanover. As chair and vice chair of the select board, I was proud to have played a role in reinstating the Pledge of Allegiance at all select board meetings. In my current role at the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office, I work closely with our local, state, and federal officials throughout the county to provide support and guidance regarding all public safety matters. This, along with my role on the Plymouth County Advisory Board, has allowed me to fully understand the current challenges facing the county. Thank you for the opportunity to speak about my candidacy this evening, and I look forward to a healthy discussion and exchange of ideas to help Plymouth County meet all the challenges that may lay ahead.
Thank you very much. That was the opening statement with Rhonda Nyman. Now we're going to go to the opening statement with Jared Valenzuela.
Thank you, Christine, and good evening. I first want to thank you, Tom, WATD, the Local Scene, Ms. Nyman, and Mr. O'Brien for being here. And for those of you listening and tuning in at home, thank you. I'm Commissioner Jared Valenzuela, And for the past 3.5 years, I've had the honor and privilege of serving as your county commissioner. For the past 1.5 years, I've had the honor of serving as chairman. When I first ran, I made a promise that we would forever retire Christine's county government stay or go question, although I don't mind it if I'm being honest, but we were going to retire it through hard work and proving ourselves to the inhabitants and town leaders of Plymouth County. The results speak for themselves. Plymouth County delivered more federal COVID relief money more quickly, more effectively and efficiently, and 50% more dollars than communities outside of Plymouth County received. At the conclusion of the management of ARPA and CARES, we will have delivered nearly $200 million to the County of Plymouth. This has all been done without fanfare, but through sheer hard work and sincere effort to engage in good governance, the kind we were elected to do. When I was first elected, I was happy to begin the process of increasing transparency at the county. We set a regular meeting schedule, have availed ourselves for interviews on local outlets to keep listeners informed, and have begun recording our meetings for future rebroadcast. We've launched new programs, such as the Mobile Integrated Health, which has already provided health care to hundreds of people in their homes. With feedback from select board members, we have launched the Pond Management Resource Center and are partnering with stakeholders to create a new food security council, thanks to a grant we secured from the state. We've brought in nearly $1 million through the federal burn grant, delivering those funds directly to qualifying communities. Our parking department has saved communities hundreds of thousands of dollars. All of this while we continue our record-setting management of PCOT with a year-to-date return on investment of 25%, pre-funding retirement, and our incredible 4-H extension program. Simply put, Plymouth County continues to be the absolute best bang for your buck with a budget that has stayed the same for over a decade, and I'm looking forward to continuing the great work that we have collectively begun. I'm Jared Valenzuela, and I kindly ask for your vote on or before November 5th. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the opening statement from Jared Valenzuela. Now we're going to go to a recorded statement with Greg Hanley.
Hi, this is Plymouth County Commissioner Greg Hanley. I want to thank WATD for this opportunity to speak to you tonight. Unfortunately, due to a work commitment, I'm unable to participate in the forum. However, 12 years ago when I became a county commissioner, the county was in $750,000 worth of debt. We had a ballot question and referendum on whether or not Plymouth County government should continue. We had a lawsuit pending from Plymouth County Retirement Board for non-payment of employee benefits, and the Plymouth County commissioners were selling fixed assets such as land to balance the current year's budget. In my first term, we were tasked with coming up with revenue generating ideas, and we were able to create special legislation to allow the retiree lawsuit to go away to have the benefits paid by the proceeds from deeds excise. We created a stabilization account to prevent that from happening again, which allowed us to carry monies over from previous year to put away for a rainy day. We were able to pay off the county debt in the Plymouth Hospital. We administered the CARES and ARPA program with over $200 million to our member communities. We created a parking program that helped create revenue and is available to over 60 communities. We created the Plymouth County OPEB Trust, which was retired benefits for health care for our retirees. Now we're working on the Pond Management Bureau and the Mobile Integrated Health Plan with Brewster Ambulance and the Professional Firefighters of Massachusetts. And we have food sustainability feasibility study moving on to the future. Our goal this year has been to expand the regional services of the county, and we've been on a listening tour. I want to thank WATD for allowing me to have an opening statement, and I wish my fellow candidates good luck tonight as they debate.
Thank you very much. That was the opening statement from Greg Hanley. Now we've got our opening statement from Tony O'Brien.
Thanks, WATD. I'm Anthony O'Brien, candidate for Plymouth County Commissioner. I'm a dad and a military veteran. I'm endorsed by Sheriff McDonald and District Attorney Cruz. The primary problem with Plymouth County government is 12-year incumbent Commissioner Greg Hanley, due to his very bad and embarrassing record that he doesn't want you to know about. He's now missed four forums in a row in this campaign, very disrespectful and arrogant. Last year, Holbrook got rid of him as the town administrator in less than 2 years. He was either fired or resigned. If you can't handle a town administrator job in a small town, how are you going to supervise a county administrator? Hanley was arrested for drunken assault and battery on someone at the Quincy American Legion, and his pals in Norfolk County had a private hearing, and no decision was disclosed. Not surprising. He led a shocking salary increase of the commissioners from $7,500 12 years ago to $33,000 now for no good reason. The county has not changed. The commissioner's only job is one or two meetings per month. They call themselves the county selectmen, yet they make $33,000 and the selectmen get zero. Hanley hired family members, which is we all know is wrong. He claims that he inherited a structural deficit. He doesn't know what a structural deficit is. He claims he saved the county. He saved nothing. Holbrook selectmen saved Holbrook by getting rid of Mr. Hanley. He took credit for the Charter Commission. He had nothing to do with it. The Woodlot is a Hanley disaster. It's a development project in Plymouth for either a racetrack or a casino or who knows what. It's massive disrespect towards the citizens of Plymouth for a money grab. The Plymouth citizens put it on the ballot. 88% were against the development. Hanley entered a lease contract anyways with the developers, and I call for Commissioner Hanley to immediately rescind the lease, form a committee including people in Plymouth, and do the job right, prioritizing the best interest and wishes of Plymouth citizens. All of that information you can Google very, very easily. If you contact me, I'll give you that information. Competence and trust is a big Hanley problem. Thank you.
That was Tony O'Brien's opening statement. You're listening to a political forum here for County Commissioner. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with questions.
Get ready for one of the biggest craft shows of the season in Marshfield on Saturday, November 2nd from 10 to 3. The Marshfield Senior Center will be transformed into a huge craft show with over 72 fantastic crafters. We will have a huge raffle. We will have entertainment Saturday, November 2nd from 10 to 3 at the Marshfield Senior Center, 230 Webster Street in Marshfield.
Looking for a great time for a great cause? Join Cardinal Cushing Centers and the exceptional people with disabilities that they support at their free Fun Run and Harvest Fest on Saturday, October 26th. First, register now at CushingFunRun.org and follow the easy prompts to ask your friends and family to sponsor you. Then arrive at 10 a.m. on October 26th for the pre-race party, followed by the one-mile event. Bring everyone, adults, kids, dogs, strollers, wheelchairs. What a great opportunity to teach about inclusion. Halloween costumes are encouraged. Again, register and start fundraising now at CushingFunRun.org. That's CushingFunRun.org.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's a political forum. It's the race for Plymouth County Commissioner. 4 candidates running for 2 seats. 3 of the candidates are here in the studio with us, and that's, of course, Jared Valenzuela, Tony O'Brien, and Rhonda Nyman. Now, before we went to the break, everybody gave their opening statements. Tom Gorman, questions for the candidates.
What do you feel are the expectations of the Plymouth County Commissioners?
What do you feel are the expectations of Plymouth County Commissioners? Yes. Okay, let's start with you, Jared. What are the expectations?
Sure.
1 minute.
So, candidly, I think the expectations are for us to be a respectful and dutiful board. County government obviously has limited powers in Massachusetts, but we are the executive branch policymaking board. Utilizing the relationships that we have built through CARES and ARPA, we've had several meetings with select board members and town managers who've expressed a lot of ideas, and we've been able to bore a lot of those ideas. I know that there are some folks from bygone eras who believe the county just does nothing but exist, but we've been able, as I said in my opening, to execute excellent programs like mobile integrated health, like the pond management system, like 4-H, like our parking department, all of these programs that have expanded without bearing any new cost. I think that's the expectation that the voters and inhabitants of Plymouth County have of us, is to continue to have those forward-thinking ideas to save communities and, by extension, taxpayers' money. I'm proud of our record of doing that in my first term, and I'm looking forward to continuing that in a second term.
Same question, Tony O'Brien.
I got an 11-year-old at home. His name's James, and he says, do the job right. The expectations. It's funny because the county government has not changed very much in 12 years since Commissioner Hanley has been a commissioner. Your two biggest departments are the Registry of Deeds and the Treasurer's Office. The large majority of county government is that. And the employees are very good. And the treasurer is still managing the Mayflower Health Group, the retirement system, the parking ticket office, the bulk purchasing and municipal procurement offices, as well as our duties, as well as rent on several properties, and doing that work well. And those are great examples of regionalization that the county commissioners sometimes get criticized for, but they're actually very good and haven't changed since then. The administrator has small but important duties and offices that he manages, like courthouse maintenance staff, the 4-H, and the dredge. Almost all of that has been around for 12 years.
Thank you, Tony O'Brien. 1 minute. Rhonda Nyman, same question.
Thank you, Christine. Plymouth County's three commissioners are the executive board, as stated, along with the register of deeds and the county commissioner. The commissioners manage the operation and administrative duties of the county, including the personnel system and the annual budget, representing 26 towns in the city of Brockton. I think the expectations of the commission should that they are a service-based commission. They should be supplying resources to the municipalities in which they represent, the 26 towns in the city of Brockton.
Okay. A question for you. In your estimation, would you say most or many people here in Plymouth County have no idea who county commissioners are and what they do, and why is that? Tony O'Brien?
Unfortunately, and it's embarrassing, that is a constant question. Who are they? What do they do? It's almost disqualifying on its face. It's as if Commissioner Hanley is hiding, as like some of the things I mentioned in my opening, where you can't get information about some of his escapades. As county commissioner, you're supposed to do public outreach. You're supposed to be out there and accessible to the public. But if the public keeps asking, who are they and what do they do? What other job do we they do? We do this with? Do we ever ask who are the selectmen? What do they do? Who are the who's the state rep? What are they? No. But it's been 12 years of embarrassment with Commissioner Hanley, because the question keeps getting asked over and over again. And it's wrong, and it's embarrassing, and it has to stop.
Okay. Same question, Rhonda.
Sure. Christine, that was the number one question when I was as I've been campaigning across the county. You know, what do the commissioners do? And after all the funds that have been distributed across the county to all the municipalities, I know in Hanover, they received, I think, $4.2 million of COVID funding. It's still today that people are still asking that question. So I would say that most people don't know what the commissioners do. And I think if they start by televising their meetings, that would be a good first start. That would allow people to tune in at a meeting and see what's going on instead of having things done in a vacuum.
Okay. Same question, Jared Valenzuela.
Yeah, so I think that question gets into a broader answer about the public's engagement with our civics overall. I've actually been privileged to have done some civics classes with Rep. Lanatra at Silver Lake Middle School over the summer. I have availed myself. I've been to, at a minimum, I know Ms. Nyman has seen me at a few Hanover Select Board meetings. I have attended at a minimum at least one Select Board meeting and one City Council meeting across the county. There's been no bigger cheerleader for the county than myself. I wish more people paid attention to what we do. Candidly, I wish more people paid attention to every level of government. I don't think that is necessarily a unique thing to county commissioners. That said, we will continue doing the good work, and the more we can have positive impact, like mobile integrated health, like delivering those federal funds, the more people are going to see us out there and in the public doing the job, doing the work, and doing it well.
Okay. Tom Gorman?
How do you feel the commission could do more as an outreach to the people in the county?
Let's start with Tony.
By doing the job right. There's already a lot of outreach going on in the county. Again, your biggest problem is the professional issues of Commissioner Hanley. All of those departments are great examples that I listed earlier, are great examples of regionalization. Those have been in place for 200 plus years, give or take. And great examples of revenue stream. Regionalizing and increasing regionalization, increasing revenue is not easy. There's a lot of towns that don't want to, that don't want to regionalize the service because somebody might lose their job in that town. That's human nature. Same thing with revenue stream. It's hard to go out and say, hey, can we do this or do that and throw us some money? I think that the commissioners can do a better job of that. I would take that on as a challenge if and when I'm elected. And I appreciate the question, sir.
Same question, Jared.
Yeah, it's kind of a similar answer. I mean, again, candidly, in terms of outreach and engagement, I've been all over the county. I've attended hundreds of meetings with select board members across the county, from Hall to Mattapoisett, everywhere in between. And we've been lucky through CARES and ARPA that we've been able to build that reputation. It wasn't too long ago, previous iterations of county commissioner boards, where folks wanted it eliminated because it did do nothing but make a lot of noise, and people really didn't understand the value that it brought. I'm really proud of the fact, through candidly my leadership as well as my colleagues, that we've been able to not only build a professional relationship with the member communities and with the leadership in those communities, but it's continuing to engage them. We recently created a council of select board members as well as town managers that we're going to meet at a minimum once a year and hopefully increase it to biannual. That's where ideas like pond management was born out of. That's where other ideas like school transportation have been born out of. We're continuing to do that outreach, and we're continuing to do that work because people see the value that Plymouth County has brought to the table, which again was administering those federal funds and every other program that we've done for several years.
Same question, Rhonda Nyman.
Yeah, sure. So the question was, how can we engage more folks? Okay. Obviously, you know, you should be reaching out to your elected officials, your local elected officials, your town managers. Maybe you could set up a citizens advisory committee to join part of the commissioner's board. You know, invite people in for a public comment. Maybe you could have that on your agenda and invite folks to come in and speak to the commission and let them know what their concerns are. Invite them to a meeting. Go to various town halls within the county. Set your meetings up there. Host meetings once or twice throughout the year and invite citizens, select board, and town managers and hear what they need to, what their issues are within their county themselves.
The issue that comes up again and again is transparency with what the county commissioners do. How can people find out what's going on? Jared, I believe when you ran for this office, you talked about having the meetings televised or broadcast. What happened?
So I had reached out to several local access channels. At that time, we did not have the technology at the availability of the county, and we were told if we recorded it, it may be rebroadcast. Again, every community in Plymouth County, every community in the Commonwealth, if you look at your cable bill, you pay a PEG access fee. That PEG access fee goes to pay for those local stations that we all get to enjoy and have. And I have Verizon, which I love because I can watch multiple local access channels. Thankfully, through CARES and ARPA, we were able to use some of those funds to purchase audio-video equipment. We have begun recording those meetings. We started recording them in August. We are going to begin, at least at a minimum, broadcasting live on YouTube, and then we are going to distribute them to any local access station that wants to broadcast them. But in the beginning, 4 years ago, when I reached out to multiple local outlets, we were told if you record it, we may rebroadcast. So we've made that progress. We've got that equipment in hand, and we're going to begin to do that.
Now, Tony, let me ask you a question. I'm going to make you a number two, your transparency.
Can I follow up on that one, too?
No, I'm going to ask you the same question, but a little bit differently. You were a county commissioner, what, 12 years ago?
Yes.
And how come you never made sure that the meetings were broadcast?
I don't remember. I don't remember. It was 12 years ago. It's ancient history. What's important is that, I believe it was Rhonda that brought it up in the Democrat debate, that they're not doing it now, and they haven't done it in Commissioner Hanley's last 12 years. Jared's got potential, okay? He's been hanging out with Commissioner Hanley too long, okay? Smooth talking. Here's your answer. I got it in my hand. It's a device. You film the video of the meeting.
The rule here is all electronic devices have to be off during the forum. You got to turn that off.
No problem.
That's the rule. You got to follow the rules.
Okay. And, but it's on your device. You just do it on your device. You do the filming. And
is
then
it
you,
off?
It's live stream. I'm turning it off now. It takes a second. And then you post. You can live stream it too. And it's very easy to do, and it's almost no cost.
Right.
There's no need for contractors or anything else.
But during the time when you were on the board, you didn't make it happen either. I'm just trying to get established.
12 years ago.
All right, okay.
Sure.
All right. Is the phone
off?
Ancient
history. Yeah, it's off now.
Okay.
Sorry.
Rhonda, what would you do to make sure that these meetings get broadcast?
So So, Christine, I've already started that. It's already been, I was at a commissioner's meeting. I've attended a few of them during my, as I'm campaigning across the county. And about, it's already been mentioned. I know Commissioner Hanley made a motion to have the, at least the minutes, I guess, brought, you know, put on, live streamed and put up. It's not hard to do. We do it. Everyone does it across the board in Hanover. It's a Zoom meeting, and all it requires little to no expense to have these meetings recorded and put on your website. There is really no need that the commissioners are holding back information, and they wonder why people don't know what they do. You know, it's real simple. Look at us here tonight. I mean, this is being videotaped by Local Scene. It's not that involved. We're living in the 20th century here, so you know what? Why hasn't it been done?
Okay. You're listening to County Commissioners here. We're going to take a quick break and come back right after this.
The Hull Artist Craft Show returns to Hull Yacht Club on Saturday, October 26th, and will feature 20 local artists. 20 artists will offer unique craft work, such as pottery, jewelry, fiber and fabric pieces, stained glass, candles, and much more. For more information about the craft show and to preview the artist's work, visit hullartist.com/craftshow.
Can't get enough of everything pumpkin this fall? Have you been looking high and low for the perfect pumpkin to decorate your home? Look no further. Head on over to UCC Norwell's annual Pumpkin Patch Fundraiser. We've got a gorgeous selection of pumpkins and gourds awaiting you. We're open every day in October at 460 Main Street in Norwell. For more information, visit uccnorwell.org.
Hi, I'm Kylie with Veterinary Chaplaincy Services. Our mission is to support people after pet loss. If you're looking for support after losing your special companion, please visit our website at veterinarychaplaincy.com or call or text our new warm line at 833-4-VET-CHAP. That's 833-483-8247. 833-483-8247.
WATD's Political Forum continues. Now, back to Studio B. Here's your moderator, Christine James.
Today, Local Scene, PAC TV. We're talking
CBS News Brief.
Candidates here tonight for County Commissioner here in Plymouth County. I want to talk a little bit about the budget, how big it is, what is entailed in it, and where the money goes, because this always seems to be, again, something that people are not clear on. Not that they're asking maybe enough questions, but Jared, you're a current county commissioner. What's the annual budget? And give me some rough estimates of how that's divided up.
The annual budget this year is about $11 million. That is divided up about a third to the registry of deeds, the revenue, about a third generated from transactions at the registry of deeds, then the rest of it coming from assessments to the communities, and then some of the other revenue generating programs we have, the parking department, our procurement, and Mayflower and a few others. That is candidly divided up mostly amongst salaries for the county employees and the people that carry out those programs across 4-H, the registry, maintenance, parking, the treasurer's office, and the commissioner's office.
Now, what about, is there a structural deficit this year?
There is no structural deficit this year. We have a balanced budget. By law, we're required to have a balanced budget. Candidly, in the beginning of my term, I am a real estate professional, and I noted that we had a significant surplus through fiscal discipline. We took that surplus, we put it into a stabilization account. We have been drawing from the stabilization account to balance the budget the last few years, because, of course, the real estate market is down. But there is no deficit now. There was no deficit, at least in my first 3.5 years, and I intend on having no deficit, but the county's budget is balanced. We have been able to maintain our employment and staffing levels. We've had to put some controls in, such as a hiring freeze, knowing that that could change at any moment, and we want to be prepared, but we have a balanced budget. And candidly, I think our foresight, we've planned ahead. We had a stabilization account. We took that money, instead of spending it, we put it into savings. You know, we're not like a town where we have the luxury of asking for overrides. We have to be fiscally prudent. We have to be respectful of the money that we have because it could go away easily.
What portion of that budget will you say goes to salaries, Plymouth County?
Oh, overall, I would say it's probably 85% to 90% is in salaries and payroll and contractual obligations.
But you said there is a hiring freeze.
There is a current hiring freeze, yes.
But everybody got what, a cost of living adjustment?
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. What's an appreciation stipend?
We gave that to our employees, our union employees, as an appreciation for the hard work that they've done. We were able to find some money as we were closing out the fiscal year. Again, you know, when many years ago, a lot of our employees took 0% raises. There was one contract where they took a 0% increase. So we candidly were able to give them an appreciation bonus. And whenever we're able to do that, we do that as an appreciation for them.
Rough percentage of what that is. Is it $100? Is it $1,000?
This one was scaled based on how many years they have in the county. Mm-hmm. I believe it was $100 per year that they've had. Enjoyed county employment as, an appreciation and a thank you. Again, candidly, there were deficits and there were significant financial issues. I would challenge anybody listening. Again, we talk about Plymouth County being wasteful. We had 0% increases, and our employees did that. Our union employees agreed to that. So we wanted to give them, with the funds we had right now, the opportunity to say thank you for that.
What about county commissioners? Because it looks like you folks all got an appreciation stipend, too, at least from your minutes in July of this year. Looks like 3% increase with appreciation stipend. Greg Hanley, 3% increase with appreciation stipend. Sandra Wright, 3% increase with appreciation stipend. How much was your stipend, appreciation stipend?
I would have to double check that. I believe it was a couple $100.
Okay. So it wasn't just the union people. It was everybody that got
it. It was everybody top to bottom. But it was born out of wanting to give the union employees especially an appreciation for the work that they've done for the county.
Okay. Tony O'Brien, tell me what your idea is of the budget, how it's funded, and where the percentages go.
Registered deeds, almost $5 million, our largest department and most important. No registered deeds, county government's gone. Treasurer is next, more than $2 million, without including all of the stuff that goes with the health group and the retirement system. Courthouse is next, over $2 million. Bonuses for county commissioners. I'm blown away. The salary increase for the last 12 years, engineered and led by Commissioner Hanley, from $7,500 to $33,000 was validated on WATD radio, and how greedy that was and how unnecessary that was, because at that time they said they were going to, he just said that they never had a deficit. They reported a $900,000 deficit in January, and that they were going to cut their salaries to $15,000, which validates that they don't deserve the $33,000. Which is a real problem. And just so you know, the law in Massachusetts doesn't allow a structural deficit. It's just not allowed.
Okay, I want to ask you a follow-up question. What do you, we talked about where the money goes. So we talked a little bit about what it is. Jared mentioned a little bit about where it goes, how much goes for salaries, et cetera. Do you agree with that formula? How the money is paid out?
I won't question that. I mean, a detail like that that's in the budget, which, by the way, is on the website, as well as all the minutes. There's a lot of information on there. It's there. I'd have to check the source.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Rhonda, what's your idea about the budget? Where it comes from, how it's divided up? Do you think there needs to be changes made in that?
Christine, I have to probably agree with Jared and Tony with some of the other former commissioners. They probably have a little bit more access to those numbers as well. But I find it strange that if there was no deficit and, you know, there was appreciation stipends given and 85 to 95% of the salaries were funded, why was there a hiring freeze? And why did they reduce the commissioners' salaries?
Well, they actually
back
did.
In February. They went to reduce the salaries. But I think it was back in maybe January, February, there was a motion made to reduce the commissioner's salaries to half.
Okay. Let me ask you that question.
Sure.
And Jared.
I'm happy to answer both. As it relates to the deficit, it wasn't a deficit, it was a revenue projection. Of course, all government budgets are just projections. At the time that it was mentioned that we were running a $900,000 deficit, it wasn't a deficit. Revenue was projected $900,000. Fewer than what we had projected. That was what the trend was. Thankfully, those numbers improved considerably with the spring market, but at that moment that had happened. As it relates to the bonuses and the stipends, that was affirmed by the advisory board. So the commissioners don't operate singularly. Candidly, we're the executive branch, the advisory board, which Ms. Nyman admirably serves on, and we appreciate her service on the advisory board. They vote to approve our budget. It's kind of like when the governor gives a budget, the legislature approves it. The select board gives a budget, town meeting approves it. At the county level, we give a budget and the advisory board approves it. Across the board, everything that has been talked about was affirmed and voted on affirmatively by the advisory board. I will add just real quickly with the hiring freeze, again, because our revenue projections have come in lower than we had expected, we have put a hiring freeze in temporarily to ensure that we don't go over.
Let me just ask you guys a quick follow-up question. What do you think needs to change about the way the county budget is handled? Rhonda?
Well, I think we need more transparency, Christine. So as Jared alluded to, that as an advisory board member, you know, I'd like to know who gives permission. Does the commissioners vote their own salaries up and down? Because I know that I believe that it was voted back up to the 33,000, 32,000 plus. So I think that needs to change. I think we need to have more transparency. We have to have more public comment. We have to have more awareness to what's going on during the meetings. For
Tony O'Brien, what do you think needs to change with the county budget?
Agree with Rhonda, and also just so we know, because I mentioned it, there was a proposal to decrease it to 15,000. That never happened. It was 33,000. It remains at 33,000. It's way more than the commissioners are supposed to be getting. Check with any human resources person. They attend one or two meetings per month. That's their primary job. They're the county selectmen. They all have full-time jobs during the day. And the bonus issue for county commissioners is besides the craziness of the salary, then getting bonuses is in an election year is an amazing amount of arrogance and a lack of leadership by Commissioner Hanley and the commissioners. It's on his face. It's embarrassing.
Same question, Jared. What do you think needs to change about the county commission and the way the budget is handled?
Yeah, so candidly, Christine, one of the things that I tried to lead the charge on, obviously the Registry of Deeds is the main collector of county revenue. The Commonwealth, for every $1 that gets collected, the county gets to keep 10 cents, the Commonwealth takes 90 cents. That doesn't seem really fair, does it? They're county employees, they work for the registry. We own the buildings, we maintain the buildings, we do all that work, and yet the state takes 90% of the revenue that is derived. So in terms of managing the budget, one of the things that we've spearheaded, and it did not pass, although it could in theory still, was an increase in the county share of the deeds excise. That would go a long way towards funding the programs that we have talked about. Again, as it relates, I already answered some of the other parts of the questions. The budget was voted on unanimously by the advisory board. We only propose it, and it was voted on unanimously. So that's the budget we have to work with and operate with.
I want to ask you a quick follow-up question, then we're going to take a quick break. How do you see Plymouth County government surviving? What's your plan, Jared?
My plan, again, is to work on those ideas and expanding those ideas. Multiple communities. I wish I only attended one or two meetings a month. I attend dozens and dozens of meetings with select board members and city councilors across Plymouth County in order to keep the county viable. We're going to continue to expand on the programs that I talked about in my opening, mobile integrated health, continuing to support our 4-H program, which does great outreach in the southern part of the county, especially with agriculture and with our youth. We're going to continue to expand our parking department. We're going to continue to grow these departments and continue to execute these programs that the leaders that we've been listening to for the last 4 years, hundreds of select board members and other elected officials and appointed officials across the county have asked us to. And we've built those relationships now with the legislators in Plymouth County that all are turning to us to execute these programs. We're really proud of that, and we're going to continue to grow and expand Plymouth County.
Rhonda, what's your plan for how you see Plymouth County government surviving?
I think Plymouth County government needs to figure out how they can sustain their budget. Honestly, they need to look into more regionalization of services. I know that things have been tested, and I'd like to look at why things haven't worked, the things that they've looked at there. Certainly, they look at a grant writer, bring a grant writer in, talk about, more state and federal funding that needs to come into the county, as far as you know, disaster relief planning, things like that, trash pickup, you know, PFAS. These are all the things that we hear about on the select board that we could, you know, municipalities could use more resources and help in funding. And that helps save taxpayers' dollars.
Same question, Tony O'Brien. How do you see Plymouth County government surviving?
I don't think there's a survival problem. Plymouth County has been around for over 200 years. Sure, it has its problems, but they're not that massive that we have to worry about, you know, anybody saving it. If the Charter Commission actually saved it when they went to the voters and said, "Do you want to keep county government and continue it or not?" And the folks said, "Yes, we do." Jared mentioned the Registry of Deeds. It's a good point. I'm surprised he mentioned it, but it's an ongoing problem for the last 12 years that we're only getting 10% of the amount we should be getting from the Registry of Deeds fees when we should be getting 40. That is coordination with the legislative delegation, and that needs to be happening, and it clearly hasn't been, because that is another failure, and almost it's another do-nothing effort on another important issue that could be resulting in $1 million of revenue.
30 seconds, Rhonda, you wanted to make a comment?
You know, comment on Tony's statement. As a former state representative, Tony, I was happy to support the deeds excise tax. And, that's certainly something that we work closely with John Buckley, the Register of Deeds. He certainly reached out to myself when I was a state representative, and we were able to do that. So that is important key to maintaining that.
But it has, ma'am.
Okay, Jared, you want another 30 seconds?
Yeah, just 30 seconds to dovetail. Ms. Nyman, she certainly did. We filed that piece of legislation for dozens of years. We filed it this year. The four existing counties hired a lobbyist with the State Association of Counties paying for that. And it just candidly did not move through the legislature because half the state does not have county government. So you're asking state reps and state senators, and I'm sure Ms. Nyman would agree, you're asking reps and senators in other parts of the state to fund a layer of government that doesn't exist where they are. I'll continue beating that drum and continue fighting that fight to get that revenue increase, because that would mean a whole new ballgame for Plymouth County.
You're listening to a Plymouth County Commissioners Forum. We'll be back right after this.
Grab your little pumpkins, witches, and ghouls. Get the whole family dressed up in their Halloween costumes and come to the free Cushing Fun Run and Harvest Festival in Hanover this Saturday, October 26. The Runner Walk is an easy one-mile course, and the Harvest Festival includes bouncy houses, face painting, pumpkin decorating, a craft fair, and Clydesdale horse-drawn carriage rides. The festivities start at 10 a.m., and be sure to dress up because prizes will be given for best costumes. And me, Rob Hackelow, along with David Wolfson, broadcasting on WATD. It all begins at 10 a.m. this Saturday at Cardinal Cushing Centers. Go to CushingFunRun.org. CushingFunRun.org.
Get ready for one of the biggest craft shows of the season in Marshfield on Saturday, November 2nd from 10 to 3. The Marshfield Senior Center will be transformed into a huge craft show with over 72 fantastic crafters. We will have a huge raffle. We will have entertainment Saturday, November 2nd. From 10 to 3 at the Marshfield Senior Center, 230 Webster Street in Marshfield.
WATD's Political Forum continues. Now, back to Studio B. Here's your moderator, Christine James.
Three of the candidates here in the station, and they're answering questions from us. We're going to go to Tom Gorman now. Questions for the candidates.
What is the relationship between the county commissioners and the county farm and sheriff's office?
Rhonda?
So in my primary debate, the similar question was asked of me. I am an employee of the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office, and it's been advised probably best that I don't weigh in on that. It could be a conflict of interest. So thank you.
Okay. Same question, Ted.
Oh, I'm sorry. Me?
Yeah.
Sorry. Rhonda makes a point. Full disclosure, I work for the Sheriff's Department, too, as a part-time employee. In the Brockton office, and also a little bit in the Plymouth office too. I can say the same thing. I mean, the best person to answer that is the current incumbent County Commissioner Jared. I mean, I'm not trying to slough it off, but
okay. Well,
you know, I like to go. So if I got time, I'll go.
Are you done?
But I don't agree, Rhonda. I've got to defer.
Okay.
I will agree with Mr. O'Brien. I am the best one to answer this question. So candidly, our relationship with the Sheriff's Department, I think, has ever been better. I mentioned the Food Security Council. We have partnered with his office as well as a handful of others to explore that. The vehicle that brought us all to the table for that was the county farm. Of course, there was a lot of fireworks several years ago for that. I'm proud of the fact that two out of the three of us voted at the last meeting to sign and execute an extension on the lease at the farm. And candidly, the relationship has never been better. Miss Meg, who works in our 4-H department, had a wonderful sheep time story hour. She brought some of her sheep. And on the portion of the farm that the sheriff controls, and I hate putting it that way, but the portion of the farm that the sheriff is on, she conducted that. So our 4-H department and the folks that work for the sheriff's department that are on that farm are doing exceptional work to collaborate. There was a calf that was born that the mother rejected in the sheriff's barn. We've been taking care of that. So the relationship has never been better, and we're proud to continue to support the sheriff's efforts there.
Okay. Let me ask you, comparing county government setup to area towns with a full-time paid administrator and an elected select board or as commissioners here, you meet twice a month, you're paid. Would you do this job for free? Tony O'Brien, would you do this job for free?
100%. You know that.
I'm asking you.
When I talk about public service, I mean it. By the way, do the quick math. It's $33,000 for, let's call it 20 to 24 meetings a month, is $1,500 per meeting. Now, if you're Greg Hanley and you missed 10, I'm sorry, you made 10 out of 24 meetings last year, which is in the minutes, okay, you make $3,500 per meeting. It's outrageous. All right, you're the county selectman. It's one or two meetings a month. The selectmen go to two or more meetings per week and get zero. Of course I'd do it for nothing.
Jared, would you do it for nothing?
I would absolutely do it for nothing. I got involved for public service. I love serving people, and candidly, my passion is to help people. And when the opportunity came to run 4 years ago, I was so happy to be able to do it and to work with, again, so many select board members. I mean, I have over 50 select board members and counselors that have endorsed my reelection because they've seen me at their meetings. I wish, Tony, it was only two meetings per month that I go to. We're at dozens of meetings. I can't speak for my colleagues. I'm at dozens of meetings across the county with other select board members, with town managers. I'm on the phone with them. We have built those relationships as well as with legislators. We're at those meetings and we're at the table. I absolutely would do this for free, and if that were to be it, then I would do it for free. I'm not in this for money. I'm not in this for anything but the love of public service and the love I have for Plymouth County.
And the fame and the glamour.
Thank
obviously.
You. Yes.
Rhonda, would you do this job for free?
Hey, Christine, as you know, we have a long family history of public service, and the Nyman family don't run just for the job, just for the money. Certainly, you know, I serve on the select board. It's an unpaid position going into my second term. Public service is inbred in our family. We've been doing this for a long time, and certainly if I had to run and if I had to serve and not be paid, then of course I would. Of course, I would still serve and not receive a paycheck.
Okay. Question of the candidate.
What can the commissioners do to help small businesses in Plymouth County?
Good question. Jared.
Yeah, so candidly, you know, one of the things that we've been able to do, this is sort of it's going to be an end-around answer. I actually recently had an interview with a magazine called Invest Boston, which had asked that similar question. And one of the things that we've been able to do was steer ARPA funds towards, again, I forget if it was Rhonda or Tony who had mentioned, like PFAS and some of the issues that exist. It's helping communities with those grant monies improve that infrastructure. That infrastructure improvement then leads to opportunities for businesses to come in. The county, candidly, has continued to work again with that food insecurity. Again, this might seem like a backdoor answer, but people that have food insecurity, you know, it's hard for them to be in the workforce as well. So addressing some of those basic human needs, water, food, that the county is able, again, utilizing the network that we've been able to build, as well as the administration of those federal funds that we've had, is an indirect way, but a very direct way of helping small businesses. And we'll continue to do that, as well as through mobile integrated health, keeping people healthy.
Tony O'Brien.
We hear a lot of election year promises from commissioners in the last 12 years, especially Commissioner Hanley. Trash, water, electric, legal, animal control, et cetera. It doesn't happen. Because it's election year stuff. The county is already involved with several businesses, the Mayflower Health Group, contractors across the board with a lot of our offices, the parking ticket office, bulk purchasing, a lot of the IT that comes with that. And we're already kind of involved with that. Can you do more? Yes. Have the commissioners done more? This is a re-election campaign. This is the only accountability for them in the last 4 years. They can go around saying they're great, but this is the time when challengers, if there are challengers, most offices are unopposed, hold them accountable for what they're doing or not doing. That's one of the things that they're not doing and that they can do better.
Okay. Same question, Rhonda.
Thank you. So I think first and foremost, I would probably reach out to your Chamber of Commerce and invite them to become part of the commission, whether it be some sort of committee, have someone on the board that could come to our meetings, be involved, participate. As we did during the COVID pandemic, I know we did that a lot with the outdoor dining. You know, that was a way to help small businesses stay in business. They could have dining and things like that outside. So that was another thing that we worked with. And I think the county commissioners could do the same as well.
Okay. I want to go to lightning round. The first question is going to be a little bit different because I'm going to give you 30 seconds. If you get elected to this position to be a county commissioner going forward, tell me in 30 seconds how you want to be remembered for the one thing that was important that you got done. Rhonda Nyman.
It'll be the transparency and accountability with the public viewing of the meetings.
Okay. Tony O'Brien.
Do the job right, starting with the salaries, starting with the woodlot, and the entire list of stuff that I've talked about tonight. Get the job done. It's this do-nothing attitude has to stop.
Jared, 30 seconds.
I'm really proud of the fact that we were able to work together to execute the CARES and ARPA, especially ARPA, that the CARES was a little bit before I was sworn in. We've been able to administer those programs at less than 1%. We've received national recognition for CARES. We're on track to probably receive recognition for our management of ARPA as well. That has directly impacted every inhabitant of this county through our efforts, and I'm personally proud of it. It was a team effort. I hate having to take full credit with the treasurer's office, with my colleagues, but it's been a team effort, and I'm really proud of that, and that will be my legacy.
Wouldn't be a forum without Plymouth County government. Stay or go, Jared.
Absolutely, 1,000% stay, and hopefully this is the last time you ask it.
Tony O'Brien, Plymouth County government, stay or go.
Yes, ma'am. It is settled law. The Charter Commission said so. It stays. Unless you want to do another charter commission.
Okay.
Good luck.
Rhonda Nyman, stay
or
go.
It should be a question, Christine. Of course, it should stay.
There you go. Of course, I love asking that question. what brings you joy, Tony O'Brien?
Oh, you know what brings me joy.
Our listeners.
Smoochie and the Meatball, my two sons.
Okay. That would be a great name for a restaurant, Smoochie and the Meatball. Rhonda, what brings you joy?
My grandchildren.
Okay. Jared, what brings you joy?
My niece Olivia and my nephew Lucas.
Nice. Do you have a hidden talent? What is it, Jared?
I can sing.
Okay. Tony?
I am actually a singer as well.
Okay. Well, and Rhonda?
I think I have a nice hidden talent that I can work with both sides of the aisle.
Okay.
That's uncommon today.
My talent for that isn't hidden, Rhonda.
Okay.
I can do that on the.
There you go. We'll sing a chorus of
That's
Kumbaya when we're
Jack.
Done.
Oh.
Now we're gonna go to closing. We're gonna go to closing statements now this evening. But we could have talked for another hour here. We're gonna reverse the order. We're gonna start. You've got 1 minute, Tony O'Brien.
My focus has been County Commissioner Greg Hanley because he's the biggest problem in Plymouth County government. $200 million of federal taxpayers' money and photo ops with large checks was the county commissioner's biggest activity in the last 4 years. And yet, the incumbent, Greg Hanley, lost his primary, and I won my primary in 25 out of 27 towns. Look, folks, if you've got bad performance like Commissioner Hanley, do not rehire that person. The salary increases from $7,500 to $33,000 are amazingly outrageous. AnthonyO'Brien.com is my website. Please vote for Do the Job Right. No show, do nothing, embarrassing career politicians for 12 years of incumbency must go. Holbrooke let him go as administrator. He was arrested for a drunken assault and battery. He hires family members, and the woodlot money grab has to stop, and we have to prioritize the best interests of the citizens of both Plymouth and the entire county. AnthonyO'Brien.com, thank you for your attention.
Thank you. That was Tony O'Brien. Let's go now to the closing statement with Greg Hanley.
Thank you to WATD for this opportunity for a closing statement in tonight's debate. It's been my honor and privilege to be your county commissioner for the last 12 years. I am looking for your support and your vote on November 5th to continue on to be your Plymouth County commissioner. We've come a long way from the days when we were almost insolvent, almost considered out of business, but I'm proud to say with the help of many, such as Tom O'Brien, Frank Basler, John Buckley and Jeff Welsh and all the members and employees of the county for making us who we are today. I believe we've been a service to our communities, and I believe the CARES and ARPA program has proven that we can do it better than most, and I'm proud to have been a part of that success, and I look forward to being your county commissioner for the next 4 years. Please get out and vote on November 5th and express your support of Greg Hanley for Plymouth County Commissioner.
Thank you. That was Greg Hanley. Now, closing statement with Jared Valenzuela.
Thank you. And again, I want to thank everyone for being here, those who tuned in at home. I love Plymouth County. I'm a graduate of Sacred Heart High School in Kingston, Massasoit Community College in Brockton, and Bridgewater State University. As a lifelong resident of Plymouth County, it really has truly been an honor to serve in this role. I love public service. I didn't get involved to make a name for myself or to be disruptive, but to roll up my sleeves and get the job done for the people of Plymouth County. I've worked together with our legislative delegation on both sides of the aisle and local leaders in both parties to deliver effective and efficient programs to the county. I'm proud to be endorsed by Sheriff Joe McDonald, District Attorney Tim Cruz, and over 40 Democrat, Republican, and unenrolled state legislators, select board members, and other local leaders. They have seen the work we have done and continue to do, and they support my reelection because they know I always put the people of Plymouth County first. I'm Commissioner Jared Valenzuela, and I ask for your vote on or before November 5th. You can learn more at votevalenzuela.com. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Jared Valenzuela. And now we're going to go to Rhonda Nyman.
Thank you, Christine and Tom, and thank you to WATD for hosting tonight's forum. I'm running for Plymouth County Commissioner not only because I have a passion for public service, but also because I have gained years of experience governing at the state, local, and county level. I bring a unique perspective to this position, both as a former small business CFO and local elected official, and understanding the true pressure points for our communities. Our cities and towns are simply being asked to do too much with less. Through smart, sustainable, regionalized programming, the county can alleviate these increasing stresses on municipal budgets, while at the same time improve services in areas of public safety, public health, emergency preparedness, and more. In addition to listening to residents throughout Plymouth County, it is important that they can listen to us too and watch as we deliberate on issues that will affect their daily lives. That is why I have been campaigning to make county commissioner meetings available to watch online and recorded so that all residents can take part. In 2024, we have the chance to make government accessible for everyone. I would be honored if you give me the opportunity to go to work for you as a member of Plymouth County Commission.
Thank you very much, that's Rhonda Nyman. You've been listening to A Political Forum, the races for county commissioner, and this will be pumped up online tomorrow. And, of course, stay tuned to WATD for complete election night coverage about who the two winning candidates will be. I want to thank Local Scene, PAC TV, for helping us out here. Tom Gorman, of course, asking questions. All the great candidates here tonight, our engineer Larry and Charlie Fulmer. Timing it. Remember, get out and vote. If you don't vote, you don't have a voice. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD. Thanks for listening.